Mix
Morning. Good morning, I'm Carrie Kelly with your Mix Morning News update. The Roosevelt County Sheriff's Office is seeking the help of the public in locating two men who may be connected to recent burglaries taking place in the county. According to their social media site, the Sheriff's Office is looking for 37-year-old Cornelio Gomez and 46-year-old Ruben Lozano. Gomez is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall, Hispanic male with green eyes and black hair, weighing 200 pounds. Lozano is described as a 5 foot 8 inch tall Hispanic male with brown eyes and a bald head, weighing 175 pounds. Anyone with information regarding either male is asked to contact the Roosevelt County Sheriff's Office. The number of flu cases has already exceeded the expectations of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who suspect the dominant strain this year is one of the most severe. Reportedly, 4 states have already experienced widespread flu activity, with Oklahoma being closest among them. Since October, NMDOH has investigated 12 flu outbreaks in facilities around the state, 7 of them in the last flu. We reported earlier this week on an Amber Alert out of Texas on 2 girls that were abducted following the death of a woman identified as their mother. It was believed that they were taken by 44-year-old Terry Allen Miles. We received word this morning that the 2 girls were recovered and Miles was taken into custody in Trinidad, Colorado. Miles is a suspect in the death of the girl's mother, who was a roommate of the man. No other details have been released. Your Sports in 30 Seconds with Doc Elder.
Mix Morning.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Kelly with your Mix Morning News update. A man has been taken to a hospital in Lubbock following a 4-hour negotiation with law enforcement officials. The incident occurred around 2:45 yesterday afternoon when the Curry County Detention Center reported that a detention officer had been taken hostage at gunpoint by an arrestee. 28-year-old Wesley Flores Aclovis, who had been taken into custody for a failure to appear bench warrant at a district court, was holding a detention officer hostage after producing a firearm inside the facility. Following a period of negotiation, 2 deputies were able to get the detention officer to safety. OC pepper spray was then introduced into the room in attempts to safely subdue Flores. However, a moment later, he shot himself. He was transported to PRMC and has since been transferred to a medical facility in Lubbock. The investigation is still underway. Farwell police are alerting the public to be aware that some trailers have been stolen in the area, as well as some vehicle burglaries, and a weapon was taken from a vehicle. At this time, no suspects have been identified, but officials are asking that residents stay vigilant and to call 911 if something sounds or appears to look suspicious. Cannon Air Force Base announced that beginning today, the clinic on base will be closing for the period of the next 5 days. According to social media, from now until Wednesday, February 7th, the clinic will be moving and transitioning to the new base clinic. Your Sports in 30 Seconds with Doc Elder.